This Shabbos, Parshas Baha'aloyscha, which is always read after Shavuos, usually as we enter the second half of Sivan. In fact, tonight is Tes Zayin Sivan, which begins the second half of the month, preparing us for the months of Tammuz and Av, which in Zman, in time, the months of Tammuz and Av are a time, it's a low period in history, beginning with the Chet HaEgel, which took place in Tammuz, later on at Shviras HaLuchos, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, Yerushalayim. And even in Sivan, we have the day of Chav Sivan, which right after the Shabbos is Chav Sivan, which was the day in Poland when many Jews were massacred. There are many who say Slichos on Chav Sivan. So we enter now a Yerida in Zman. And the question is, why is it that right after Matan Torah, right after the Yemei HaTashlumin, although it's not right after, but close proximity, we plummet into a time where there's no Yom Tov, and not only there's no Yom Tov, but it's also a very difficult period. The same question is Chanukah time. Right after Chanukah, we enter into a Yerida in Zman, the months of Teves and Shvat, which are the sister months of Tammuz and Av. Just like in Tammuz there's a fast day, in Teves there's a fast day. Till Tu B'Shvat, till Tu B'Av. And interestingly, this parasha Baha'aloyscha, the beginning, is read on the last day of Chanukah. The Kriya of Zois Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, is the first four psukim here of Parshas Baha'aloyscha. And as mentioned many, many times, Kriya is Ma'orer Dizman. And especially that Svarim say, not only when you read about a Yom Tov, it's like as if you're actually visited by that Yom Tov, but when you read about it in Torah, even though during in the calendar it's not that Yom Tov, it's more that Yom Tov than it is when it actually is that Yom Tov. Meaning that even though it's not Chanukah now, but since we read that which is read on Chanukah, we are now in days of Chanukah. And just like Chanukah takes us into a down period, Chanukah takes us into Teves, which Teves is the lowest of all the months, so too Tammuz and half of Av are from the lowest of the months. As mentioned, what the Zohar says, that 6 months were originally under the domain of Yaakov, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, 6 months under the domain of Esav, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Teves, Shvat, Adar. Elul was taken away by Yaakov, as the Zohar says. He took away Elul and gave it and brought it into the domain of Kedusha, which is why Elul became a month of Tshuva. And Adar was transformed into a joyous month during the time of Purim, Al Yedei Mordechai VeEsther. So it goes up until half. In other words, until half of the month preceding it, Elul starting already Chamisha Asa B'Av, Adar starting already Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. So in many ways, the time we're entering now, very similar to the time right after Chanukah. And on Chanukah we learn Baha'aloyscha, and now we actually read Baha'aloyscha. This is the parasha of Baha'aloyscha. And the topic of Baha'aloyscha is Aaron HaKohen lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rashi says, that Hashem is comforting Aaron, who had Chalisha Sadas, when he saw that he was not with the rest of Klal Yisrael in the Chanukah of the Mishkan, lo yehu v'lo yishiftoi. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells him, Chayecha shalacha gedoyle mishalahem, sha'ato madlik umeitiv es haneiros. You are going to light, ignite, and you're going to kindle, and you're going to also clean out the wicks of the neiros. And all the mefarshim ask, how is this a nechama to Aaron? The fact is, he was not involved in the Chanukah Samishkan. He didn't bring any karbanos. He didn't donate, as the other Shvatim did. So why is this a Nechama? And the Farshim discussed this ba'arichus, what the Nechama is. The Ramban talks about it. And the Ramban says that the Nechama is Chanukah. He was upset that he was not with the rest of Kalal Yisrael. Ba'chanukah lo yihu v'lo yishiftoi. The Nechama is that from him, Kam the Chashmonoim, the Maccabees, Matisyahu Ubonov, who are descendants of Aaron, who brought us the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and Haneiros Halolu Einon Betelun LaOlam. These Neiros were never Botel, never ceased. Chanukah is with us all the way till the end. Mishkan, we don't have anymore. Karbonos, we don't have anymore. Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have anymore either. But Chanukah, we do. So according to the Ramban, that's the Nechama that Hashem told Aaron that from him comes the Yom Tov of Chanukah. But why is that a Nechama? What also requires explanation here is that Rashi uses, even though it's a Tanchuma, Rashi mentions here two things. Number one, that Aaron will light the menorah, and also that he will clean the wicks of the menorah. Madlik u'meitiv. The Parsha may ask also, why does Rashi mention the meitiv? Bahaloscha means when you kindle, when you light. We're not talking here about the hatova. We're not talking here about the cleaning of the wicks, which is discussed at the end of Parshas Tetzava. Some say these psukim every day. The Parsha of Ketores. U'baha'alois aroin es haneirois. Ketores. Bein ho'arbayim yaktirena. These baha'alois kishayadli came. Behitivoy es haneirois yaktirena. Right before that it says, v'hiktor olav aroin ketores sama baboike baboike behitivoy es haneirois. So there's the hatova and then there's the hatloka. But clearly we see at the end of Parsha Tetzava that the word ha'alos, which is the same word here, baha'aloscha, is not referring to the hatova, it's referring to the hatloka. We're not talking about the cleaning of the wicks, as Rashi tells us there. Nikui habazichin, medashein hapsilois shenisrifu balayla, and he would clean them out every morning. According to Shitas Rashi, the hatova was in the morning and the hatloka was at night. So ha'aloa is hatloka, that's for sure. So the question that the Farshim ask is, why does Rashi mention hatova? Not only does he mention Hatava here, but on the next Rashi, when he talks about why it says the word Baha'aloscha, which really means to go up, and one teretz he gives because he has to light the flame in such a way that it should go up. He shouldn't just light it and go to the next candle. You have to make sure that the flame is complete and that it's facing upward. And then he brings out from Chazal that there were steps in front of the menorah, that on those steps the Kohen would stand umetiv. Okay, he doesn't mention hatloka at all. Here he mentions hatova. Hatova is the cleaning process, and hatloka is the lighting. So why does Rashi mention in the first Rashi hatloka and hatova, and here he only mentions hatova, and these psukim are not talking about hatova at all? And we always connect, we try to connect whenever we can, the beginning and the end of the parasha. The last topic of parashas Baha'aloscha is a story about Miriam, the famous story of Miriam, who sort of, on her level, gossiped. We learn from her the severity of Lashon Hara. Zocher Eis HaShirasa Hashem Alekechel Miriam Baderech B'tzei Sechem Yimitzrayim. So where's that? That's the story here. V'ha'onon Sar Me'al Ha'oihel, the cloud removes itself from the tent, and Miriam experiences tzaras. V'hinei Miriam tzaras kasholeg v'yichar af Hashem. Hashem is angry. Aaron beseeches Moshe to intercede on behalf of Miriam. Al nasihi kameis. And then we read at the end, Miriam is incarcerated. V'tisoge Miriam michutz lamachana. Miriam has to be outside of the Jewish camp. That means outside of all three camps for 7 days. A Metzora, in this case a Metzoras, is expelled from all the Machanos. Bodod Yeshev, Michutz Lamachanah Moshavoi. But the people waited for her. V'homlai Nosa Ad Heosef Miriam. And then the Pasuk ends off. And afterwards they traveled from Chatzeros and they camped in Midbar Poron. V'yachanu b'Midbar Poron. And that's where all the Tzoras began. As we read in the Parsha afterwards, that's where they sent the spies. And then came the decree that the Bnei Yisrael will have to stay in the desert for another 38 years. A good part of this parasha is a Yerida. So what's the connection between the beginning of the parasha, Baha'aloscha Saneiros, Aaron lighting the menorah, lighting, cleaning the wicks, the Nechama to Aaron, Chanukah, to the end of the parasha, which talks about Miriam being incarcerated, having to leave Machane Yisrael, and that Bnei Yisrael camp in Midbar Paran. A good portion of this parasha is talks about Klal Yisrael during a difficult period, a Yerida. They had a Yerida, just like as we're entering now, Yerida in Zman. Parshas Baha'aloysra is where the stories begin, the story of the Misonanim, the complainers, who were later punished. Miriam, then we go into Shlach, we have the Meraglim, then we go to Korach, that's not enough. We have the story of Korach, and later we have the Meimeriva. Difficult parshiyah is stories that all the Sfarim elaborate in depth what the sins really were. We're talking here about a Dor Deya, and these stories, of course, al pi pshuta, there is ein mikro yotzei midei pshuta, but there's certainly depth to them. These were people who just saw Hashem by Har Sinai, they just saw godliness, they were on the highest madrega possible. Poskazu ha-mosan. And yes, this is the second year after Hakamas HaMishkan, after they did tshuva on the Chet HaEgel, still another Yerida. And preceding the Yerida that we read about in Parshas Baha'aloyscha, the downfall that Bnei Yisrael experienced are the famous backward nuns. We have here two nuns facing the other way. Nun hafuchais in the middle of Ayihi ben Tzayah ha'orayim, separating the first part of the parasha and the latter part of the parasha. Rashi brings from Chazal, from the Gemara in Shabbos, lahafsik ben peronius leperonius. But clearly, there's a tremendous gap here, and there's a big difference between a tremendous transformation. The parasha itself, which begins very uplifting, talking about the menorah, the levim that were chosen to serve in the Mishkan, Pesach Sheni, the Jews traveling, Chatzitzrois, and then we come to a tremendous yerida by Yehoam Kemesoinim Rabba Oznei Hashem. The name of the parasha is Baha'aloyscha. Baha'aloyscha means when you go up. Baha'aloyscha is Aliyah. Yet a good part of this parasha is not Aliyah. A good part of this parasha is Yerida. How do we reconcile that? Every pasuk in this parasha is a pasuk in parashas Baha'aloyscha, including the psukim that talk about the Yerida, are also part of a parasha called Baha'aloyscha. So that means even the stories, even the part of the parasha that discusses the Yerida of Klal Yisrael, is also part of the parasha that is known as Baha'aloyscha. And that itself is a tremendous lesson. In Sefer Yetzira, we are told that Sivan, the month of Sivan, is the month of Hiluch. Every month has a specific mode, a character trait. Nisan is speech, Iyar is thought, Sivan is Hiluch, walking, going. Himlech ois Zayin behiluch. What does that mean exactly? What does Hiluch have to do with Sivan? In fact, it's interesting that in the Haftarah this week, which incidentally is the same Haftarah as the Chanukah Haftarah, one of the very few, if any other, Haftarahs that are repeated throughout the year is the Haftarah of Chanukah. Again, indicating Chazal, who instituted the minhag of saying the Haftarah every week, picked for Baha'aloyscha, although there are many, many topics in Baha'aloyscha, but they could have found, surely, a story in Navi, like last week, the story of Shimshon related to the parasha of Nazir. They could have found many, many stories in Navi, psukim in Navi, that talk about some topic in parashas Baha'aloyscha. It didn't have to necessarily be about the Menorah, which is the Chanukah Haftarah, which we already read Chanukah time. Why did they choose this Haftarah? Clearly, they saw, again, He'oros of Chanukah. There's a Shefa of the Or HaGonuz that comes down on Shabbos Baharshas Baha'aloyscha, like during Chanukah. Kriya is Ma'orah D'Zman. So if the Haftarah, Chanukah time, is Rani V'Simchi Bas Tzion from Zechariah, the Haftarah of Baha'aloyscha is also. It's interesting, too, that we all know that Chanukah time, everyone is busy trying to answer the Beis Yosef's Kasha. There are thousands of terutzim to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. A similar Chazal, in fact, which Rashi quotes, which there are so many terutzim, and every week, every year, everyone tries to answer, what does Rashi mean here? Is the Rashi in this week's parasha, Vayas Kein Aroin, in the topic where we talk about the Menorah, the topic of Chanukah, Lahagit Shvachoy Shel Aharon Shaloy Shina, to tell us the praise of Aaron, who didn't deviate. And everyone asks, well, that's not a praise. Aaron didn't deviate. We wouldn't either. If Hashem told us straight what to do, we would deviate. Why would we deviate? Many, many terutzim. Like there are terutzim to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, There are terutzim to lahagat shvachay shal Aaron shal Hashina. It's a ha'ora, a shefa, a flow of the or ha'gonas, of the or of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Pnimiyus HaTorah, that is revealed on Chanukah and that is revealed on Shabbos Parshas B'Haloischa. And in this Haftorah we read, V'nosati locha mahalachim bein ha'imdim ha'ele, that Bnei Yisrael are referred to as goers, while angels are referred to as omdim. Angels don't go anywhere. They stay on the same plateau constantly. They don't move. An angel is on the same adrega. A malach is in the same adrega he was as when he was first created and now. There's no difference. A malach doesn't have a yetzahar. A malach doesn't have any challenges. A malach's mission is not to move, to go. The malach serves Hashem. However, a malach serves Hashem. A yid is called a mahalach. A yid has to always be going, hopefully going up, not going down. But a yid is always going, like climbing a steep mountain. You don't stop for a minute, because if you do, you fall. Either you go up or you go down. You don't stay in the middle. You go up or you go down, but you have to always move. A yid is a mahalech. What does that have to do with Sivan? Himlech ois zayin behiluch. Sivan is the month of hiluch. Sivan is the month of Matan Torah. We mentioned last week what the Yaris Devash tells us, a chiddush, which we elaborated on last week, that Sivan corresponds in the Shvatim to Shevet Don. Don, lowest of all the Shvatim. Why would Sivan, the month in which we were given the Torah, be the month of Don? And the Yaris Devash quotes a pasuk in this week's parasha, that Don is the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois. Here the Torah talks about it when the Jews traveled. In fact, the first nesiyah, the first journey that Klal Yisrael make after being by Har Sinai for almost a year is in this week's parasha. Very timely, because as we leave Shavuos, we read in Parshas Bahaloscha that Bnei Yisrael leave Har Sinai. Perfect timing. Vayhi bashana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni b'esrim b'chodesh, was Chof Iyar, but we're reading about it now. Na'ale he'onon me'al mishkan ha'edus. That's when the Shechina leaves Har Sinai. That's the B'mshoich HaYovel, Heime Yalu Bahor. Everyone was able to run on the mountain now. There was no more Kedusha on Har Sinai. Vayisu B'nei Yisrael L'masei, they begin traveling. Vayisu Mehar Hashem. And the goal was to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's where they were supposed to go. They would have gone, Derech Shloshes Yamin, but because of the Misoinanim, and then the Maisa of Miriam, and then the Miraglim, it didn't happen. And it was delayed for another 38 years. But it wasn't just that. That was the beginning of all the Goliyos. As David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvav, clearly a pasuk that all the Mepharshim quote, that as a result of the Miraglim, we were scattered, as the Balaturim is Merames in the name of next week's parasha, Shlach Shin Lamed Ches, that was the year of the Churban. Hey, Gimel Shin Lamed Ches, 3338, the name of next week's parasha hints to the Churban, Churban Bayis Rishon, all because of the story of the Miraglim. The Yerida begins when we left Har Sinai. That was when they started traveling. The goal was to travel to Eretz Yisrael, but eventually what happens is we go away from Eretz Yisrael. The goal was to come to Yerushalayim, and we ended up going the other way. Eventually we got there, but even that wasn't permanent. And we were exiled once and twice, and Ad HaYom HaZeh we're traveling all over the world. The Nesiyah begins in Parshas Bahaloscha. This is the Parsha of travel. Vayihi b'nesoya ha'oroin in Parshas Bahaloscha. Vayisu mehar Hashem. This is the Parsha that talks about traveling, and that's usually when Jews travel. After Shavuos, we get ready for we make our summer plans, we begin traveling. May Hashem mitzadei gever koinon, was the Svarim say, based on this pasuk, that no travel wasn't planned by Hashem, as long as it's not a place where we're not allowed to go. All the travels, every vacation we take, wherever we go, has all been pre-planned, it was preordained, it's all part of our tikkun haneshama. Everyone has to go to certain places in their life, everyone goes through different situations, no one is perfect. No one only goes up, everyone goes down, and then up, and down, and up. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Everyone has their downs and their ups. That's what we're here for. We are mahalchim. And we gain from the yeridos, The Yeridos be'emes atzairach aliyah. All the Yeridos, all the downfalls, are really for us to learn from and to grow and to be challenged to grow and to eventually elevate ourselves and to reach even greater heights. Shreva yipal tzaddik v'kam. Even a tzaddik, there's no one that doesn't go through a nefila. Everyone goes through at least one nefila in their lifetime. Ein tzaddik baris asher yaseh tov v'layechta. The idea is not to stay there. The idea is to rise back. And that's the lesson of the name of the parasha, Baha'aloyscha, that even when we go through the worst yuridais in our lives, or the yuridais in Zman, the purpose is Baha'aloyscha, the purpose is that it should lead to an aliyah. So the Yaris Tvash quotes this pasuk in this week's parasha, Ma'aseit l'chol ha'machanais, that Don was the one who traveled last. As Rashi brings here from the Yerushalmi and Erevin, they had a very large population, so they traveled behind everyone, and anyone that lost anything, Shevet Don would return the lost items to the Machanos that traveled before, since he traveled last. He travels last because he's the lowest of the Shvatim, representing the Necheshalim, the Niflatim in He'onon, the latter generations, as all the Svarim speak about. Shevet Don. Sivan, says the Aris Devash, is when all the Jews came together by Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged, Hohor, Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois, all of Klal Yisrael, from the greatest to the lowest, all united, all receive a chelik in Torah, and the Torah is transmitted to everyone. And then, later, even though there are those who went astray, like Shevet Don, but they were there by Har Sinai, so they have a chance. And throughout history, and not even long, even right before this, when Amalek arrives, and then later with Pesel Micha and other stories, there's always an opportunity for Shevet Don to be able to be reincorporated into Klal Yisrael. And the great tzaddikim were looking to uplift the spirits of Klal Yisrael, to bring everyone back. Aaron was of that nature. Aaron had the midah of, as we read in the previous Pirkei Avos, Oyhev shalom, v'roydev shalom, oyhev es habriyos u'mekarvon l'toira. He was mekarev, he was not merachek. He brought everyone into the fold. Even if it meant that he had to lie or deviate and he had to change a little bit from the truth, oyhev shalom, v'roydev shalom, as Chazal say, mekarvon l'toira. And who says this? Hillel, base Hillel. Hillel disagreed with Shammai, as the Maggid of Mizrich is quoted in the Svarim, probably heard it from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, that it's Yaduah, what the Pasuk says, Sur Meira, and then Va'asei Toiv. First, one must remove himself from all evil. One must cleanse himself from his past. One must do tshuva. And then Va'asei Toiv. And that normally was the Derech in Klal Yisrael. But the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov revealed that in the latter generations, that's no longer a necessity. True, one has to do tshuva, but if you're going to wait to really do tshuva properly, the way tshuva has to be done, one will never do anything. And so we have to start off first with the positive. Ma'at min ha'or doicha harbe min ha'choshech, as it says. A little light removes a lot of darkness. Ma'at min ha'or. Asei tov comes first. And the Maggid of Mizrich is merames this in the Machloikus Beishamay and Basil and Ksubis, where the Gemara brings down Ketzad Meraktan Lefnei HaKala, the famous Gemara, how do we dance before the Kala? Beishamai Oimrim Kala Kemois Shehi, Beishilu Oimrim Kala No'ev HaChasuda. Literally, meaning Beishamai says, whatever the Kala is, if she's beautiful, you talk about her beauty, and if she's not, you don't. You try to find something nice to say about her, but only if it's true. Kala Kemois Shehi. Beishilu disagrees, Kala No'ev HaChasuda, even if she's not, you beautify her anyway. You talk about her great character, even if she's not so great. Kala Noeva Chasuda. So the Maggid of Mizrich and all the Sifrei Chassidus quotes said that this is the machloikus between Yaakov and Yosef, whether Menashe comes before Ephraim or Ephraim comes before Menashe. Yosef held that Menashe is first. Menashe means Nashani Elohim es Kol Amoli, which means to forget the past. Sur Meira. Then comes Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elohim Be'eretz Onyi. Peru, Revu, and Mitzvahs, meaning first comes Sur Meirah, then Asei Tov. Says Yaakov, who foresees the future, Yaakov sees the Acharis Hayomim, and he sees that it's going to be too difficult to first remove the evil. So Yaakov says, no, Ephra, yodati bin yodati. Yes, you're right, gam hu yeyelo. I mean, that is a derech in Yahadus, and that will be the derech for a while. But you also have to give room for Asay Tov before Sur Meira. And that is Ephraim before Menashe. And that's why, that's the Psak Din. Yaakov prevails that the Psak Din is that Ephraim comes before Menashe. We see Ephraim sacrifices before Menashe. Yisimcha Elohim ke Ephraim v'kim Menashe. That's the halacha like Beis Hillel. So it's Beis Hillel, and he's the one that says, Hevei mi talmidov shel Aharon. So Aaron clearly agrees with Beis Hillel. And that's why perhaps Rashi mentions here the Hadlaka and the Hatova. And the Hadlaka before the Hatova. The Hadlaka is lighting up the Neshamas. Aaron is the one who lights up all the souls of Klal Yisrael. That's the Ruch, the Pnimius of the Menorah. The Pnimius of Hadlakas HaMenorah was igniting Jewish souls. All segments of Klal Yisrael, every segment is included in the Shiva Neiros of the Menorah. Hadlaka first, then Hatava. Hatava is cleansing the wicks, cleaning out, which is Sur Meira. Hadlaka first. That's Chanukah. Chanukah, we light the Menorah despite that it's dark, and we light it on the left side, as mentioned Chanukah time, and during the night, and on the outside, Michutz Lamachana. We light. The person... Those who are outside, those who are on the left, those who are below 10 tefachim, they have to be cleansed first. Like many say, how could you do mitzvahs or learn Torah with these Jews? Look where they've just been. And in previous generations, that was the truth. But today, especially today, when everyone is a tinek shenishba, and even those who are not, the mitzuke hazman and the siyonis of today require that first the neshamas be lit up. Then we'll talk about Sur Meira afterwards. First we have to do a mitzvah with a Jew who's being introduced to Yiddishkeit. First we have to give him a lot of light. And that event, then we can deal with the Hatava. Hadlaka and then Hatava. And that's Chanukah. And that's specifically for times of Choshech, which after Shavuos we enter the difficult times of the year. Just like after Chanukah. Teves, Shvat, and now Tammuz and Av. We read Baha'aloyscha, the Parsha of Chanukah, the Ha'orah of Chanukah comes back this Shabbos, after Matan Torah, after we leave the tremendous Kedusha of Har Sinai, the tremendous Kedusha of Chag HaShavuos, the Yemei HaTashlumim, the backwards Nun in the Amarames, the fact that we're going backwards now, we're going away from the Nun. Till now we've been going up towards the Nun, we've been traveling upward from Tu B'Shvat till Shavuos, every 2 weeks is a Yom Tov, as the Svarim tell us, and now we're going down, preparing, if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach is not here in the next few weeks, for Tammuz and Av. Of course, the goal is to prepare for these days as days of Simcha, Yehavchu Yomim Elu, and we believe that these will be days of joy. But till now, they've been times of Yerida since the stories in this week's parasha, next week's parasha, since the Meraglim, since the Churban, these are difficult times. And starting the second half of Sivan, Chav Sivan, and eventually Shabbos Mevarchim Tammuz, we are entering this time period, this low time period. Says the Torah, the name of the parasha is Baha'aloyscha. You should know, even though you're going down into a difficult time period, the goal is to go up. The purpose of the Yerida is Litzoyrech Aliyah. Mashiach comes to the lowest generation, to the generation of Dun, who's the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois. Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois is B'gematria V'yotza Chaiter Migeza Yishoi, which is what Yeshaya talks about in Kapitel Yer Aleph about Mashiach, the Haftarah of Achron Shel Pesach. V'yotza Chaiter Migeza Yishoi. Who's he going to come to? To the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois. He's going to come to the last generation, the generation of Dunites. Dun is the Ma'aseif. The last generation is Oisek in Hashavas Aveda. Our generation is the generation of Kiruv Rechoikim. Our generation is the generation of Baha'aloyscha Es Haneirois. We have the job, the mission of igniting Neshamois and Hadlaka before Hatava. can't wait till everyone is cleansed. But ma'at min ha'or doicha har min ha'choshech. We enter now the time period of Ayisu Mehar Hashem, a generation of his avu ta'ava, misoinenim, loshen hara, pirud, vayicharaf Hashem, bom vayelach, v'ha'onon sor me'al ha'oil. The end of the parasha speaks about those who are michutz lamach, and the Miriam represents those who are michutz lamach, and the Miriam Miloshen Meriris, a generation of Meriris, of atzvas, depression, which in our generation is very prevalent today. Depression, atzvas, which we mentioned in the previous weeks, that can lead to the worst averus. That's how the Yetzer Hara chaps a person, by bringing him to depression, and that leads to the worst averus. Miriam mitzayra'as, she's michutz lamachane, but this part, that the end of the parasha has to connect with the beginning. Aroin lights the menorah in such a way that he illuminates those who are found michutz lamachana. The menorah on Chanukah is lit by the doorway. The door is open. That's how it's supposed to be. And Eretz Yisrael is that way, even if we don't do it. And it's supposed to illuminate the outside, those who are out of the confines of Kedusha, those who are michutz lamachana. Atisoga Miriam michutz lamachana shivas yamim. The ha'omloi nosa ad he'osef Miriam. But we wait. The people wait for those who are michutz lamachan. We don't leave them there and say, well, that's what they choose to be, so let them stay there. We don't care about them, Rahmanul Islam. It's not our job to bring them in. It's their fault. Says the Torah, no. The people didn't continue on their journey. And that means they're being prevented from going to Eretz Yisrael. Don't forget, this is before Meraglim. They're about to go to Eretz Yisrael. But if it means even leaving one Jew behind, we don't go. The Ha'am Lainasa Ad He'osef Miriam. The Menorah has to... Aaron's Avodah, the Avodah that comes after Shavuos, the second half of Sivan, which Sivan represents done according to the Aris Dvash, is that we have to be Mamshich Torah everywhere. Torah has to be brought to every part of the world, even those the furthest from Yerushalayim, the furthest from Har Sinai, and to every Jew, even the Jew who is Michutz Lamachana. That's why it's represented Dafka by Don. The Ma'asef L'chol Amachana is the lowest of the Shvatim, as mentioned last week. The purpose of Torah is the Yerida of it. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The Malachim, as we mentioned last week, claimed that the Torah should be given in Shamayim, not down below. But Hashem wanted the Torah to be given down below, Dafka, Dira B'tachtoinim. Even if it means going into places that one would think that that's not where Torah should be learnt or taught. But the Torah has to be spread all over, and even via technology. Yes, via technology, which even though there are those who talk about the evil of it, the technology is not evil. The technology is the creation of Hashem. The technology has to be used for Kedusha, and Torah has to be spread via every medium. And that we see clearly over here in this parasha, the parasha that's read right after Shavuos, Baha'aloyscha, that the name of the parasha is Baha'aloyscha, that wherever we go, we have to bring the Torah. Baha'aloyscha, Aliyah is everywhere. Even when we experience the Yerida, the goal is that it lead to an Aliyah. The Menorah represents Torah Shebal Peh, so tell us the Klei Yokar and all the Sifrei Kodesh, that the Oroin was Torah Shebiksav. The Menorah is Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says in the Dorim, on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says over here that if not for the fact that the Jews sinned, Lo Nitan Lohem Ela Chamisha Chum Shei Torah V'Sefer Yeshua Bilvah. The only Torah that we would have had would be the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. And Sefer Yeshua, because it talks about Eretz Yisrael. And he quotes the Pasuk here in Koheles, Ki Beroiv Chochma, Roiv Ka'as. Because there was Ka'as, because we angered Hashem, we have to have more Chochma. More Torah is necessary to rectify our neshamas because of chet. The Rav Tzadik elaborates on this a lot, and it's for him that the Torah Shebal Peh came about because of chet ha'egel. If not for chet ha'egel, there would be no need for Torah Shebal Peh. Everything would have been inclusive in Torah Shebiksav, not only in Torah Shebiksav, the Aseres Hadibris even. as they bring down from the Baal Shem Tov, that La'asid Lavoi, we will see that everything is hinted in the Aleph of Anoichi, and in the comments of the Aleph. The holier one is, the less he needs, you know, because of all the Averis, because of the Chatoim, as the generations get further and further away, we see how more and more Torah is revealed. So the Menorah symbolizes Torah Shebaal Peh. That itself tells us that there's a Yerida. The fact that we have to come on to Torah Shebaal Peh, there's a Yerida. B'roiv Chachma, Roiv Kaas. The last phrase of Parshas Ba'alos is Vayachanu B'midbar Poron. That's where the Yerida begins. Vayachanu B'midbar Poron, after the story of Miriam, is where Shiluach HaMeraglim take place, from this place called Midbar Poron. Vayachanu B'midbar Poron is B'gematria, that pasuk that the Gemara quotes, B'roiv Chachma, Roiv Kaas. Now that there's Kaas, now that we anger Hashem, now that there's Chet, now that there's Yerida, we have to come out to more Chochmah. That's the connection to the beginning of the parasha. What does the beginning of the parasha speak about? The Menorah. Menorah is Torah Shebaal Peh. Chanukah was after a tremendous Yerida. As the Bach writes, they were Misrashel. It says, Klal Yisrael plummeted into the depths of Tumah right prior to Chanukah. But Chanukah brought a new revelation of Torah, more Torah Shebaal Peh. They sinned, and then they did tshuva, and now they're zeichet to more Torah. They have more to learn, more to rectify. So Torah Shebaal Peh is a simon that there was a Yerida. And who's the one that lights the menorah? Who's the one that Hashem is consoling here and saying that your job is so great that it's greater than the Nesiyim? The Nesiyim, the karbanos that they brought in the Mishkan, which symbolized a time when Klal Yisrael were on a high madrega. Aaron is lighting the menorah. This is the menorah of Chanukah. Yoiru shivas haneiros. All the mefarshim ask. It should say sheishes haneiros. Because it's facing, the six are facing the middle. Be'emes is talking about the Chanukah menorah, which is a menorah of eight konim. So that's why Yoiru shivas haneiros. This is the menorah of Chanukah, the menorah of La'asid Lavoi. The menorah, the or hagonas that lights up the choshech, that is able to affect the lowest neshamas, those that are not allowed in the Mishkan, those that are michutz lamachana. The Nesiyim do not deal with those who are michutz lamachana. The Nesiyim are in the Mishkan. They are the great tzaddikim, the Shita of Beis Shammai, Asei Toiv, after Sur Meira, Menashe before Ephraim. Aaron is given the task, he's the Oyheb Shalom, like Beis Hillel quotes, Hevei mi Talmidav Shal Aaron, Beis Hillel, the Oyheb Yisrael. Not that Beis Shammai is not, Chas V'Shalom, but the Shita of Beis Hillel is Mekarvan L'Toyra, Hadlaka before Atah, but that's the Madrega of Aaron, to go into the depths, to light up the neshamas. He had to bend down. When one lights the menorah, especially Aaron went on top, he had to walk up the steps. It says, Oleh Oyen HaKoyen Oymeid. He had to go up the steps, even though it says he was equal in height to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he was 10 amas. Said, and the menorah is only 18 tefachim, which is 3 amas. Why would Aaron have to go up 3 steps? All it makes him have to do is bend down even lower, because the higher you go up, and the menorah is, he has to go down even more. A remez that he has to go down into the dumps to bring up the neshamas. He has to go down to ignite even the neshamas that are michutz lamachana. That's one of the interpretations. The Maral Diskin says, why, Rashi says, lahagat shvachot shel Aaron shaloshina, that Aaron did not deviate, because he could have claimed, why do I have to walk up the 3 steps for? I'm taller than the menorah. Why do I have to go up the steps? I'm not to bend down even more. He didn't question. And he did it. He wasn't Mishana at all. Torah Biksav, we know that every word is measured and precise and you cannot change. Torah Baal Peh, since it's Baal Peh, perhaps one would think that shinuyim could be made, chas v'shalom. He did not make any shinuyim, even though he's going to be involved in kirev rechaikim. It's a dangerous topic if one doesn't do it kahalacha. There are many who fell because they said everything you got allowed to do for kirev. It has to be mekarvan l'toyra and not the toyra to them. Mekarvan l'toyra. Only kirev al pi toyra is allowed. El mul penei ha-menoira he'elo ne'roiseo, says the pasuk. El mul penei ha-menoira he'elo ne'roiseo is begematria chamishachum shei toira. That he lit the menoira, meaning that the 7 kenei ha-menoira, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, has to be al-pi toira, has to be al-pi chamishachum shei toira, no shinuyim. And despite that a person who's oisek and mekarev neshamos has to go through a yerida, the Baal Shem Tov is quoted by Rav Pinchas Koritzer to say that the derech of chassidus was like a broom. A broom cleans, but at the same time, it does get dirty. A yid has to be maisa nefesh for other yidin, even if it means that they're going to get a little dirty. And one shouldn't think that because of that, it's a yerida. No, b'haloischa, it's an aliyah. It's a yerida, but it's tzairich aliyah. That's the aliyah that one gets, despite that there's a little bit of a yerida, that he could have learned more, I could have been Isaac, and I could have davened more, I could be involved in my own avodas Hashem, why should I have to deal with someone else? Why should it bother me that there's another Jew somewhere who's not a shayim etayram, it's just, I have my own avodas, I have shayit atzmacha, I should have to work on myself and my immediate surroundings first. Why should it bother me what's going on in another neighborhood or in another part of the world? Why do I have to care about those who are mechutz lamachana? I'm going to fall if I deal with them. If I go out of the confines of the Beis Medrash, I'm going to have a yerida. The ha'aloischa, says the pasuk. It's going to only bring to an aliyah. Because that's the ratzon Hashem at certain times. There are times that we cannot be involved in this type of avodah. And there are times that that's the tzav hashah, as everyone today is maskim kamat. Even those who disagreed in previous years, everyone says that today, that's the mission of our time, to bring people back. However, every group does it in their own way, and Nara, Nara, Pashte, and every group does it according to their Messiah. There is not one way how to be Isaac and Kiriv Rechaik. No one has a monopoly over Kiriv Rechaik. Everyone has their way to do it. And all of it is Emes. Different branches, the Shiva Kaneha Menorah, there are different branches to the Menorah, but it's a Miksha Achas. It's all hammered out of one piece of gold. Klal Yisrael are a Miksha Achas, Zohav Toher. Lahagit Shvachay Shalaharon Shaloi Shina. He did not make a Shina between one Yid and another. Another interpretation in the famous Rashi, that Aaron did not show any difference in the way he treated one Jew from another. By him, all Yidin are the same. And therefore, he is Oisek, he's involved in uplifting the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, that Amarum is in the Shiva Keneha Menorah. That's the Avodah of the Menorah, that's the Avodah of Chanukah. And as we enter now the second half of Sivan, as we leave the Aliyah of Zman and go down into the Yerida of Zman, we go with the Koyach of this parasha, with the Koyach of Chanukah, with the Koyach of that even if we have to go into Yerida, and the summer months are definitely in some ways a Yerida in Zman, especially in the part of the world that we live, there are tremendous nesyonos in the summer. The purpose is that we have an aliyah. The purpose is that the Yerida of Zman should bring us to greater heights, to greater challenges. We are mahalchim, we are not oimdim. And that's how we become a mahalich. We become a mahalich by going through difficult times and challenges and growing from the experience. That started by Matan Torah. Matan Torah, Sivan. The word Sivan, interesting, has in it a Yud, a Vav, and a Nun, just like the word Yovan. Yovan, the Yud and the Vav and the Nun all go further and further downward. The Yud and Vav extends even further. The Nun extends even further down. The concept of Yerida, Dira B'tachtoinim, that Hashem wanted that we should be mamshech the Torah down into the tachtoinim. The lowest levels should also be part of Matan Torah. Every part of the world, the Midbar, which is the makom of Nachash Sarah for Akra V'Tzimayin, as mentioned last week, should also be part of Matan Torah. That one could learn Torah anywhere, in every part of the world, no matter where it is, even in America, even in the five towns, anywhere, wherever one is. As Rabbi Shua of Belz, they quote from him, Rabbi Shua of Belz said to one of his Talmidim when he was lighting the menorah, and when Tzadikim lit the menorah, as we see, it was a tremendous avodah. They weren't just pouring oil into a cup. They were thinking of the neshamais of their generation and future generations. And he said to his Talmid, let's light up the neshamais of Lemberg and Berlin and Paris. This is what they say. It's quoted in Svarim. And he said, and America from New York till San Francisco. And clearly, as the Svarim who quote this say, Rabbi Shua of Belz probably never heard of San Francisco. And he probably never heard of New York. Rabbi Shua of Belz lived before the 1900s. Those are the words that came out of his mouth. Tzadikim were meir with their kedusha and with the lighting of their hadlaka and the shamas all the way down to our generation from New York to San Francisco. And we know what the connotation of New York and San Francisco, the yerida of these two cities. that the Torah has the power to illuminate every part of the world and every neshama. And that's the lesson of this week's parasha. The whole parasha is called Baha'aloi Yischa, every part of the parasha. We begin traveling now. We are leaving times of Aliyah, and we're going into Yerida of Zman. And the Torah itself talks to us about the Yerida of Klal Yisrael and the fact that they left Har Sinai, but yet the name of the parasha is Baha'aloi Yischa. And we connect the menorah lighting to those who are found Michutz Lamachana, that we have to affect even those who are Michutz Lamachana. And today it's possible to do it. Today one doesn't have to actually go out there, go to every part of the world to do it. There are those who do it. Today, even where we are, wherever we are, we have the ability to affect an entire world. That's the world we live in today, that one person can affect an entire world, an entire neighborhood, an entire community, like never before. That's the avodah of our time. To be mamshich, the Torah, Sivan, down, Yud, Vav, Nun, all the way down. The Svarim say it, benegeya to Yavan, that the Yavanim wanted to bring us down into the depths of Tumah. That's why Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Aliyah, where we go up, Malin Ba'Kodesh, every night, another candle, Moisef Ha'olich, upward. Baha'aloscha, going up, but at the same time, but Hashem gave the Torah in such a way that the Torah should go, be able to go all the way down and affect the lowest neshamas, even those that are on the outside, and those that are on the left side, and those who are below ten tefachim, which is what Chanukah is merame is to. And we have to remember that this Shabbos is Mamash Chanukah. Although one would wonder why we're talking about Chanukah now. It is Chanukah, this Shabbos. The Ha'orais of Chanukah come to us this Shabbos, right after Shavuos. Shavuos and Chanukah are connected to Yodua. Sivan is Begematria Kislev. There are many Ramazim between Chanukah and Shavuos. Both are Yomim Toivim of Torah, of Milichtiks, of Dairy, of Yerid, of going down, the Yered Hashem al Har Sinai, below 10 Tfachim, like we light the Menorah. Although Shavuos is Torah Shebiksav, Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh, Chanukah is the Hashlama of Shavuos. And perhaps that's the remez in Don. According to the Arizal, Teves is Don. According to the Aris Dvash, Sivan is Don. Not a stira. Chanukah illuminates the neshamas of Don. Chanukah goes into the month of Teves. The last day of Chanukah. Zeis Chanukah is always in the month of Teves, which according to the Arizal is Don. This parasha we always read in Sivan, Ba'aloscha. Sivan, according to the Aris Dvash, is done. And the first four psukim, and that's what's read on the last day of Chanukah, the Yom Hashmini, the eighth day of Chanukah, day that is associated with the number of La'asid Lavai, the number of Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be Maila, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Mashiach will have the power to unite all of Klal Yisrael, including those of Shevet Dan, including those that have found Michutz Lamachana, V'yotza Michaytum Migeza Yishai B'Gematria Ma'asev L'chol HaMachanois. Our time is the Bechina. We are now like Miriam Michutz Lamachana. We are now very much like Miriam found herself outside of the camp. And here we find that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Pasuk uses the Lashon Pisoim. V'ayoyma Hashem Pisoim el Moshe v'el Aaron v'el Miriam. Suddenly there's a revelation, a remez, that we find ourselves in a tremendous choshech today, but we have to know the Geula is going to come suddenly. Pisoim yavai ha'odain el hecholai, says the Navi Zechariah, the same Navi who is the Haftarah this week. He's the one who says that the Geula will come suddenly. In the midst of all the choshech, suddenly the light will appear and everything will make sense. And those who are michutz will find themselves bifnim. But we shouldn't have to wait till that time. We should prepare ourselves now. And the reason why Chazal give us all the simonim of ikvas of the Mashiach and everything that's going to happen prior to Bias HaMashiach is that when we see these things happening, we should prepare ourselves, because there's no excuse. When Mashiach is going to come, we're not going to be able to say, we didn't know you were coming. We have enough simonim for years and years already, simonim that Mashiach is coming. Certainly in our generation, in this year, and Bechlal, what's going on, the Simonim are there, and all that which it says at the end of Masechta Sota and Sanhedrin that's going to happen before Mashiach comes, all happened already, Behidur. So clearly we're there already. So there's no excuse. So we have to be ready, because it could happen Pisaim, suddenly, when you least expect it. Like the Gemara says, three things happen, Behesach Adas, Metziah, Akrev, and Mashiach. They will come suddenly when you least expect it to happen. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't think about it. A person should always have it out in his mind. But it will happen. So we have to be ready at any moment, at any time, for this to take place. We should be zeicher to that which it says in this week's parasha. Your Eidu Shivas Haneiros to the Hadlakas Hamenoira of Aaron HaKohen and the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, when all of Klal Yisrael will be back where they're supposed to be, where there'll be no more Yerida, no more necessity for any Yerida, even the Tzairach Aliyah, but it'll only be a time of Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel Aliyah, and more Aliyah, and only Aliyah, and we should be Zeichet to the true Aliyah, the Aliyah that'll take place when the Yotzach Chaiter Migez Ayishai Venetzim Bishorosh of Yifre.